This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there. Welcome once again to The Saturday Quiz, the podcast where I, your host, John Leary, try to help my guests get the correct answers to the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. This week, I'm joined by two people who have actually been on the show before, just not together. They're old mates, though, and have just toured up to the Byron Bay Comedy Fest together. And I bet they're just ecstatic to have returned to Melbourne in time for lockdown. Welcome to the show again, Geraldine Hickey and Zoe Coombs-Ma.
Woo!
Here we are.
Hello.
So here great we to be are. At home.
It's lovely.
I love being at home. I love it.
Home is pretty good. All things considered, yeah. It's a good place to be.
That's what homosexual means, isn't it?
That's where you prefer to be? Yeah.
That's where I do it. That's normally where I do it.
I guess so, although you're making me question my own sexuality, because I do like to be at home.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I made it weird.
No, not weird at all. Jez.
Yes, mate.
Can I call you Jez?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Jezza. Not Jerry.
Not Jerry? You don't like Jerry?
No, other Geraldines are Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah. Jezalinko and Hickey. I'll accept all of those.
What about Hickster?
Oh, yeah, Hickster. That works. Don't mind
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
What about right. Deanie? Has anyone ever called you Deanie?
Oh, mate, do you know what? In primary school, my best friend was Christine, and so she was Chris, and we're like, you've got to have a boy's name as well. So I was Dean.
Not Gerald?
Yeah.
Nah, too long. Gerald. Dean. Chris and Dean. We were a duo.
Beautiful.
What about you, Zoe Coombs-Ma? I often say your whole name. It just feels better.
Runs off the tongue. I'll take Zoe Coombs-Ma or Zoe. I mean, there's not much you can do with Zoe other than Zoe. I don't mind Zoe. Depending
what
on
about Marzi?
Well, it feels weird because it's not like, it'd be like if we just called you Key.
Yeah.
It's only half my last name. Like I'm yeah. always, it makes me go, oh, what about Mum?
Yeah.
What about the Coombs bit?
I don't mind Coombs, Ma.
Yeah, but that doesn't feel enough either. Zoe Coombs, Ma.
Yeah, Zoe Coombs, Ma. But
of
anyway,
them.
Jez, you've just retired from Breakfast Radio.
I have.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, mixed emotions.
Yes.
Obviously, had a terrific time. And I love that I'm going to spend my last week on radio in lockdown. That's what a terrific time to call it quits. It's just in the middle of a pandemic, got all this work lined up. Am I going to do it? Who knows? You know, probably not going to happen, but I've had a terrific time. And aren't podcasts great? You can just do them whenever. So
you just do them at any old time. Yeah. You don't have to get up at what time have you been getting up for the last 5 years?
4 a.m. I get up.
Wowzers.
And do you know what? I'll probably continue to still get up early. I'm an early riser. That's what I've discovered.
Yeah, but 4 a.m. Yeah, that's no, too.
That's too early.
But you do love birds.
I do love birds.
Has your bird love increased since the early mornings?
Yeah, it was definitely doing Breakfast Radio definitely helped with the bird because once a month we have Sean Dooley, aka Birdman, who's like the editor of BirdLife magazine, and he comes in once a month and talks about birds. So I'm like, he got me hooked.
Amazing.
A bit.
Hooked
also,
on birds.
Looking at birds got me hooked.
Yes.
Weird to be hooked on birds. That feels like more of a fishing thing. I'm sorry.
Hooked on birds just sounds like a lesbian thing as well.
Yeah, it
on
does
birds.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, it's my favourite. One of my favourite 90s zines.
Hooked on birds.
Hooked on birds.
Were there good birds, some good birds up in Byron?
Oh, yeah, sexy.
Not those
amazing
kind of
birds
Zoe.
Influences.
We saw a tawny frogmouth.
We saw
oh,
two.
Wow.
Cuddling.
Yeah.
Cuddling.
Like probably yeah. father and child,
oh,
I suspect.
How sweet.
Yeah, we saw some good birds. Lots of bush turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
None of them vaccinated. So don't get too close, especially to the little ones. They'll kill you.
They must be anti-vaxxers. Oh, yeah. The bush turkeys up there. Yeah,
they're very, very anti-vaxx.
They just want freedom. I just don't. No one tell me what to do. I want to go to the beach.
Free as a bird. That's their catch cry.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So birds then, Geraldine, would be perhaps your expert category.
Oh, yes,
Zoe,
maybe.
You've done the quiz a couple of times. Mm. Have we discovered your expert category?
I feel it's yet to emerge.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't feel like I know like a real...
A lot about anything.
No, I know a lot of different things, but not in any one particular area. So it often surprises me what I know. But I don't have a complete knowledge of anything.
All right.
Except maybe like the English language.
Oh, yeah.
You've started at the beginning of that and made it all the way through?
Most of that.
Well, luckily, all these questions are in English, so we'll see how you go after this break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to The Saturday Quiz. My guests today are Zoe Coombs-Ma and Geraldine Hickey. And this is question number one. What, beginning with A, refers to the mass of soft lymphoid tissue at the back of the throat behind the nose?
Oh, I'm thinking it would probably be adenoids.
It is. Adenoid. Oh. Bingo.
Yes. Right. English
you
language.
You do know the English language.
I'm not bad at biology either.
Oh, there you go. Good. There you go. Yeah. It's sort of, you know, up there with your tonsils and that kind of deal.
Where is it?
It's like...
So, you know, the dangly bit, your... epiglottis. You know, in your throat. What's that called?
Epiglottis.
Epiglottis.
It's just behind that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't actually, if you give it a good poke, vomit.
I think that's what they touch with the COVID test.
I think it is too, yeah.
Oh, right.
So it's back there. I feel like the adenoids is often, you know when someone gets a nose job, and they're like, oh, it was for medical reasons. They blame think Jennifer Aniston had adenoids.
Yeah, adenoidal problems.
Ask Kath, Jez, but I think she said once that if someone's had their adenoids out, there's heaps of room back there for the COVID test. Like, it just goes straight.
So they stick it in and there's nothing to scrape on.
Yeah, you can barely see it.
She did say that it was people with big nose, because my partner does testing sometimes, and she said that there's no correlation between the size of a person's nose to how much space is in there.
Oh.
Big nose might not get up there too easy.
Might not get up there.
I've had about 15 COVID tests.
Haven't had one yet. Haven't been sick.
How haven't you had one? She doesn't just practice at home?
No, they had to. When she learned, was getting trained how to do it, they had to practice on each other. How weird is that? Imagine that for a training session. Oh, welcome everybody. Everyone, just grab a swab. Off you go, get in pairs.
It's a real getting to know you thing, isn't it?
Get a partner.
And then I don't think you've gone up high enough.
Oh,
and then
God. Just... Their eyes aren't watering enough. Yeah. So really get in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Golly. Question number two. Who was the first president of the Russian Federation following the fall of the Soviet Union?
Okay. Well,
how's your Russian history?
Not great. The last president of the fall of the Soviet Union, what's his face?
And this would have been in like within our lifetime, like in the...
very much within our lifetimes. It was 1991. I want to say.
I just have the name Boris in my head, but it's not wrong.
Boris
Yeltsin.
It is Boris Yeltsin. Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, well you done. Got it. Nailed it.
Who was the one who was in the Pizza Hut ad?
Oh, my God.
There's one of them.
He was in a Pizza Hut
ad. I don't think it was Boris Yeltsin. I feel like it was
Slobodan.
I just have Slobodan Milosevic in my head, but it's not.
No,
he's not even
wrong
Russian.
Country. Do you mean Gorbachev?
Google that later.
It was Gorbachev.
Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Was Gorbachev the last one? Yes.
Yeah, he was the last president before, well, as the Soviet Union was.
That's why he was in the Pizza Hut ad, because it was like, even Gorbachev likes Pizza Hut.
It was like a Western.
I'm pretty sure he was East in a West Pizza Hut. Yeah, it was like, oh, look, it's Pizza Hut from the West.
Yeah. And do you know who succeeded Boris, what's his name?
Yeltsin.
Not Boris Johnson, Boris Yeltsin as president?
The one that's there now?
It is the one that's there now.
Who's, oh my God. I blame lockdown.
The topless guy on the horse.
Yeah, I can see his face.
VP.
It's a Russian name.
Vladimir Putin.
It is Vladimir. Yeah, he was the next one. Yeah, and
he will be there forever.
He'll be there until
he's a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Well done. You got it.
2 out of 2.
You're doing very well. Here we go. Question number 3. In Australian politics, what alliterative name is given to a pre-prepared question asked of a government minister by a backbencher of the same party?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's going to be like a puff piece or a...
But something alliterative, so...
A lowball. Planned Parenthood. Alliteration is like a consonant, isn't it?
A repeated consonant.
Assonance is a repeated vowel.
Look at you with your...
English language.
Yes. You are an expert on the English language.
I wouldn't say expert. I'd just say enthusiast.
So it's a question, a backbencher asks a question that everybody already knows.
Yeah, and it's specifically so that a minister can stand up in Parliament and goes, thank you for that question, and then talk about how good they are.
Yeah,
it's like a leading...
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
It's a bit tricky because it's not... If you don't know the term, then you probably won't stumble upon it.
You won't know the term.
What's... DD are the... D is the alliterative letter.
Okay. Do you know what my brain did just then? Immediately went donkey root. That's...
Oh. Mine went to direct dick.
Well, no, neither of those are correct. It's a woman's name.
Oh.
A woman's name. Denise Drysdale.
It's a woman's name.
Ding dong.
Not Denise Drysdale. It's the pen name of a journalist, Elizabeth Meriwether Gilmer, who was one of the first advice columnists in the world.
Dolly
She's
Doctor.
An American journalist.
Dear.
It is like Dolly
Dear
Doctor.
Deirdre. Daphne's Diary.
No, I think I'm going to have to just tell you.
I think you are.
Her pen name was Dorothy Dix. So these questions are called Dorothy Dix's.
I did know that. Okay. So did Lloyd.
Oh, you did know that?
Yeah. Lloyd knew. He was trying to tell me.
He was trying to bark it.
So they're named after that because she wrote the world's longest running newspaper feature, which was Dorothy Dix Talks, which was like a kind of agony aunt, Dear Dolly kind of deal.
But how did that end up in our parliament?
Well, she was so popular. She started writing in the 20s and she wrote all the way up to World War II. And it was syndicated. Her column was published all over the world, including in Australia, but also, of course, the United States, where she was from, Canada, New Zealand, China, even.
So if someone goes like, John, tell us about your actor.
And I get to go, thank you. Thank you, Zoe Coombs Ma, for that question. I thank
and
the honourable member.
Jez would say, oh, come on, that's a bit of a Dorothy Dix.
Yeah, that's a Dorothy Dixer.
Dorothy Dixer.
Yeah, because she was in the habit of crafting her own questions that she could then come up with pre-prepared answers.
Actually, Jez did say direct dick, which...
It's pretty close.
It's worth half a point.
It's got dick in it.
Yeah.
Half a point? Sure, you can have half a point for that.
Great.
If you like.
Please.
All right, question number 4. How many tentacles does an octopus have?
Oh, 8. Baby round.
Yeah, 8.
Did you say baby round?
Yeah, 8. An octopus. Is this a trick question?
No, it's not. It's not. It is 8.
Yeah.
Just a nice...
It's like, what sound does a cow make?
I was like, are we talking about the suckers on the...
How do you go from Dorothy Dixer How many legs does an octopus have?
Don't blame me.
How many heads does a dog have?
Cindy McDonald is the author of the quiz. I just asked the questions.
This is very inconsistent in its difficulty level.
Maybe she thought that, you know, that you won't get Dorothy Dixer. So here's a nice, easy one. Just a simple one to
put you back. Yeah. Bring you back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a slightly harder one.
Oh, better be.
Question number 5. Which Australian state capital is called the City of Lights?
The City of Lights. Well, they don't have electricity in Queensland yet, do they? So it's not Brisbane.
Do
you know, Jez?
I don't know if I do, but Adelaide rings a bell?
No, Adelaide's the city of churches.
City of murderers.
And murderers, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Sydney or Melbourne. I'm thinking Alice Springs.
Oh, why do you think Alice Springs?
Just because, you know.
Just because?
They've got lights there.
Even though that's not, Alice Springs isn't a state capital?
Isn't it?
No, it's Darwin.
Yeah, Darwin is.
Of course, yeah.
And it's a territory as well, Northern Territory.
I never cared about Brisbane? The difference between the...
It's not Brisbane.
It's not Brisbane. Well, it's Perth.
It's Perth, yeah.
We got
it in really one.
There's a really sweet story as to why it's called the City of Lights. And it's because it became known worldwide as the City of Light when the city's residents lit their house lights and street lights as American astronaut John Glenn passed overhead while orbiting the Earth on Friendship 7 in 1962.
All right.
Well, that is cute. Nice.
And then they did it again when John Glenn passed overhead on the space shuttle in 1998.
Okay. I hope they noticed.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I think he noticed.
But it's weird that that's the most significant thing about the city, isn't it? Like, they turned their lights on once. All right. Like, good on ya.
Yeah, but you could see from space. Woo.
Yeah, but, like, you could have seen any city from space if they'd chosen to do that. It's just that they were like, guys, no one knows us for anything. What are
but
we going to do?
But maybe they were the first.
Turn
maybe they
the light
were like...
on and off or something.
I mean, it would have been cooler if they had have done just certain houses flick their lights on and just, like, if the city
written
had made...
a word out.
Yeah, or just a big cock and balls. That would have been fun. Welcome to the City of Lights, dickhead.
I mean, it is Perth. We don't know for sure they didn't do that.
You're right. They might have. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for coming back. I'm halfway through the Saturday quiz with Zoe Coombs-Marr and Geraldine Hickey. This is question number 6. In the 1955 Disney film Lady and the Tramp, what is the name of the Italian restaurant where the titular characters share a bowl of spaghetti? And there's a bonus point for naming Lady's breed.
She's a Cocker Spaniel.
Very good. Yeah. She is a Cocker Spaniel.
And the restaurant is...
Bon?
She's... Where was that not the bonus point?
I feel like it's called, like, Buongiorno, Bon something, Bon Appetit.
It's a man's name.
Giuseppe's.
It's not... It is an Italian name, but it's not quite that Italian.
Luigi's. Mario's.
Pull back from Italian.
Wario.
John.
No, a little bit more Italian than John.
Vincent. Vinny's.
Vinny's is a good guess.
La Pacchetta.
Pizza Hut.
What else is Italian? Italian names. I can't even think of any Italian names.
Italian names. I don't know. There's lots of them. Giorgio.
Oh, yeah, Giorgio.
La Porchetta, Pizza Hut, George's.
It starts with T.
Tony's.
Tony's.
Oh,
yeah, Tony.
Tony's restaurant.
Okay.
Very well done. Have either of you... I've never actually seen the animated film.
Oh, it's great.
I saw it at the cinema.
In 1955?
Yes. No, they had a re-release at one stage, and I went and saw it on my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
How sweet.
Yeah, it was really nice. I think it had a re-release, like put it on at the cinemas. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it was the same time that Arachnophobia came out, and we went into the wrong cinema.
Oh, scary. Very scary.
Yeah. We got out... Before, you know,
they're very different films.
Yeah. I remember watching Arachnophobia on VHS on a holiday in Byron Bay, actually.
Oh, wow.
And I remember just being so scared. Like, it was the scariest thing in the entire world. No, actually, I was probably little. I was probably like 5 or 6. And then it was just like the scariest thing in the world. So then when I think it was like my 10th birthday, or maybe I was like 12 or something, we had a scary movie night with some friends, and I was like, guys, the scariest movie in the world, Arachnophobia. And then we got it out, and it's not scary at all.
Oh, but maybe, but to be honest, I couldn't watch it again, because I have arachnophobia now.
Oh.
Do you?
Whereas I didn't have it earlier. Like, I developed it later in life.
What about the birds? Have you seen the birds? The Hitchcock
film? I haven't actually.
Film?
It's a great film.
Oh. That might put you off your love of birds.
No, it won't. If anything, you'll respect them more.
That's right.
Possibly. Do you know that there was I didn't know this either. There was a 2019 live action remake of Lady and the Tramp.
What? Yuck.
Yeah.
What?
With,
no.
You know, CGI dogs and...
That's not live action, though.
No, but it's live action in the same way
like
that the
Lion
King
was.
Yeah, it was remade.
So they didn't have, like, actual dog actors.
No, but do you know who voiced... Have a guess who voiced Lady and the Tramp.
Diane Keaton did both.
I'd watch that.
She's I'd brilliant. Watch that too.
No, it was Justin Theroux was the Tramp.
Oh.
And Tessa Thompson was Lady.
Okay. Well, we never heard about that, so it must have been a brilliant film. Watch a live action Lady in the
Maybe.
Tramp.
Maybe.
You don't want to be too realistic. What?
Well, they still have Tony's restaurant, as far as I can tell.
Good.
Hmm.
You wouldn't want to go to Tony's restaurant, though, would you? Dogs at the next table.
Oh,
I'm fully into that.
I'm okay with maybe not sitting at the
not
table
at their
on
own
their
table.
Own.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, dogs on the table.
I take it back. If you went to a restaurant and there were two dogs sitting at a table on their own on a date, I'd go back to that restaurant every day.
Yeah,
I'd take it all back. That'd be amazing.
That would be something else.
Yeah, incredible.
All right, moving along. Moving right along.
This is such a weird vibe that we're bringing to this. I feel that they're very
run.
Much bringing a, we've got all the time in the world vibe to this recording.
All right, question number 7. The sum of the angles of a triangle always totals how many degrees?
The straight line.
It is a straight line.
It's 180, isn't it?
Yes, bingo. Well done.
Got a maths question. Got to call Mum right now. Hello, Mum.
All right, easy. Question number 8. Identical twins Lisa and Jess Origliasso are better known as which pop duo?
The Veronicas.
Correct.
The Veronicas is correct. Did I say their surname correctly?
I don't know.
How did you say it again?
Origliasso?
I'm going to say no. I don't know. I've never said their last name.
I don't know if they still are, but they were supposed to be playing at game one of the State of Origin series, which starts next week. Well, now it's in Townsville.
They're playing in the State of Origin? What? They're too small.
Yeah, fullback, Matt.
They're...
Two of them, they'll be strapped to each other.
They still won't be anywhere near as big as
them. No, don't put them in there. It's a suicide mission. Don't let them. Get those Veronicas off the field.
No, luckily, fortunately, they will be playing music at the State of Origin, not football.
Okay.
Question number 9, which is the real sports question.
Oh, Cordo.
Which golfer last month became the oldest major winner to date after winning the PGA Championship?
Yeah. I did hear his name said heaps, and my brain said, I'm not interested in that information, and I didn't remember it, but I think it's Greg something.
I was one of the people that read his name out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you would have on Breakfasters.
Gary. Tony.
It's not Tony. He doesn't have a restaurant.
Jim.
PM are his initials.
Oh, God damn it.
But his first name is more PH.
Philip.
Phil.
Yep.
Phil.
What other choice is there?
No, there's not. I'm trying to think of, like, what was his name? Like,
what?
Fatima? Phone? Yeah, it's old phony Mitchell. Phony McGrath.
Oh, God.
But yeah, Mitch, Phil
yeah. Miller.
Something son.
Mickelson.
Oh, you're very close. Mickelson.
Yeah, I knew it.
Phil Mickelson.
Brilliant. Old Phil and his brother Phony.
Phony Phil.
All right, the final question. Question number 10.
Oh, we're here already. Okay.
Mm. I know, right? What did Jack trade the family cow for in the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk?
Beans.
Yeah, but more specifically?
5
magic beans.
Magic beans.
5 of them.
Oh, was it 5?
I'm going to say, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I don't have that information.
I mean, I've seen Into the Woods multiple times.
Ah, so, right. What does Jack sing? Can you give us a couple of bars of...
Jack sings... He sings a few things, but... He's sung about as well. His mum sings,
oh, yeah.
Jack, head in a sack. The house is getting colder, your father's not back. The mice are getting bolder. Yeah, and
also and he there's sings, Jackie.
Yep, that's about him.
Yep.
He also sings the song "There Are Giants in the Sky," which is about how there are giants in the sky. That was the one that we always used to fast forward on the soundtrack.
Not into that one.
It's quite sincere. It's like, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky.
That's right. Like, I know that one.
Yeah. When you're way up high and you look below, and I can see most of it, but I won't. Because I'm trying to maintain some sort of image of cool.
have you ever done an amateur production of, what's it called again?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
No, I wouldn't.
No?
No.
When did that come out? That's
In the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gone then, right?
Or the early 90s. So I was very obsessed as a kid with the Broadway production They played the original Broadway production starring Bernadette Peters as the witch on ABC. They played it when I was a kid, and my parents taped it, and it became my favourite movie as a 6-7-year-old. So I was this is it. This is amazing. And just used to watch it over and over again. Fast forward through Giants in the Sky.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
It was great. And then they made it into a movie a couple of years ago with Meryl Streep as the witch.
Well, that's the thing that I'm thinking of.
It's all right. It's
okay. I've seen that, and that's what, yeah, okay, the end.
Yeah, and trivia fact, my show at the Comedy Festival, Agony Misery, is named from the lyrics in the song Agony.
Is that right?
From that?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Very on brand for your show to have a reference that's
no one gets.
Because it's from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. Yes, from the mid-80s. It premiered in San Diego in 1986, but it had its Broadway premiere in 1987.
Wow.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My guests today have been Zoe Coombs-Ma and Geraldine Hickey. Zoe, tell me, are you doing that show again, Agony Misery?
Yes, I am. Not in Melbourne anytime soon. No. But I'm doing it at Belvoir in September. Yeah, it'll pop up in a couple of other places as well. I'll take you around the country later in the year. But yeah, Belvoir, people can buy tickets to the Belvoir one now.
Book now.
Yeah.
And Jez, you're doing your show. You were going to be doing your show this weekend, but you're not now.
Well, do it later. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll book it in later.
Do it later.
At Chapel Off Chapel. Also, I'm doing the Brisbane Comedy Festival in July. Tickets are on sale for that. Just one night of telling jokes and having a nice time in Brisbane.
Nice. Well, that'll be lovely.
Beautiful Brisbane and their lights.
Yeah.
And their lights. Well, their lights. Not getting over to the City of Lights, Perth?
One day. No. I definitely hope to. But I'm a big fan of the City of Lights.
Yeah. I like
Turn
Perth.
Them on and
I
stuff. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for doing the quiz.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
You both did very well.
Yeah, I'm happy with that effort.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah, but I feel like there were some real easy ones in there. How many legs does an octopus have? And what was the last one? What does Jack trade the cow for?
Yeah.
Fucking beans. It's like a major plot point. It's like asking, what did Miss Muffet sit on?
What was she eating?
What did Mary have as a pet?
Yeah.
Well, yes, I'll take your complaints to Cindy McDonald.
Yeah, and, Cindy? What are you doing to us?
Maybe she thought, you know, everyone needs a bit of an easy one this weekend.
We all need an ego boost.
We all need to be doing the quiz well.
Was the only one that we didn't get Phil Mickelson.
No, I'm not giving you Phil Mickelson.
We didn't get.
Oh, and Dorothy Dixer. Dixer. You had no idea what Dorothy Dixer
That's
was.
Still pretty
but
cool.
Otherwise, you did very well.
Yeah.
So does that mean we got 8 out of 10?
Yes.
Sick.
It's all right, except that it was an easy one.
Don't sell yourself short. You did very well. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, Zoe.
Thank you. Thanks,
Johnny. I'm proud of you too, Jez.
Do you know what?
Thank you.
I'm proud of you too, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Saturday Quiz. It was, admittedly, a slightly easier quiz for what has been a bit of a tough week, especially for those of us in Melbourne. I hope we managed to bring you a little joy. Thanks to my guests this week, Geraldine Hickey and Zoe Coombs-Ma. Thanks to Cindy McDonald for writing the questions. Thank you to everyone who continues to support the show. And if you have a moment to rate, subscribe and review, I'd really appreciate it. And please tell all your friends about the show. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.